The president of the Assassin's Guild spun his short blowgun dexterously and slotted it into its holster in one smooth movement. "Stren," said Imor. The black-clad thief hissed and sheathed his sword, but he kept his hand on the hilt and his eyes on the assassin. That wasn't easy. Promotion in the Assassin's Guild was by competitive examination, the practical being the most important, indeed the only part. Thus, Zlorf's broad, honest face was a welt of scar tissue, the result of many a close encounter. It probably hadn't been all that good-looking in any case. It was said that Zlorf had chosen a profession in which dark hoods, cloaks, and nocturnal prowlings figured largely because there was a day-fearing trollish streak in his parentage. People who said this in earshot of Zlorf tended to carry their ears home in their hats. He strolled down the stairs, followed by a number of assassins. When he was directly in front of Imor, he said,
"I've come for the tourist."
"Is it any business of yours, Zlorf?"
"Yes. Gringo, Ermund, take him."
Two of the assassins stepped forward. Then Stren was in front of them, his sword appearing to materialize an inch from their throats without having to pass through the intervening air.
"Possibly I could only kill one of you," he murmured, "but I suggest you ask yourselves, which one?"
"Look up, Zlorf," said Imor. A row of yellow baleful eyes looked down from the darkness among the rafters. "One step more, and you'll leave here with fewer eyeballs than you came with," said the thief master. "So sit down and have a drink, Zlorf, and let's talk about this sensibly. I thought we had an agreement. You don't rob, I don't kill. Not for payment, that is," he added after a pause. Zlorf took the proffered beer.
"So,"
he said,
"I'll kill him, then you rob him. Is he that funny-looking one over there?"
"Yes." Zlorf stared at Twoflower, who grinned at him. He shrugged. He seldom wasted time wondering why people wanted other people dead. It was just a living. "Who is your client, may I ask?" said Imor. Zlorf held up a hand.
"Please," he protested. "Professional etiquette."
"Of course. By the way..."
"Yes?"
"I believe I have a couple of guards outside."
"Had."
"And some others in the doorway across the street."
"Formerly."
"And two bowmen on the roof?" A flicker of doubt passed across Zlorf's face, like the last shaft of sunlight over a badly ploughed field. The door flew open, badly damaging the assassin who was standing beside it.
"Stop doing that!"
shrieked Broadman from under the table. Zlorf and Imor stared up at the figure on the threshold. It was short, fat, and richly dressed, very richly dressed. There were a number of tall, big shapes looming behind it. Very big, threatening shapes.
"Who's that?"
said Zlorf.
"I know him," said Imor. "His name's Rupf.
He runs the Groaning Platter Tavern down by Brass Bridge. Stren, remove him." Rupf held up a beringed hand. Stren Withel hesitated halfway to the door as several very large trolls ducked under the doorway and stood on either side of the fat man, blinking in the light. Muscles the size of melons bulged in forearms like flour sacks. Each troll held a double-headed axe between thumb and forefinger. Broadman erupted from cover, his face suffused with rage.
"Out!" he screamed. "Get those trolls out of here!"
No one moved. The room was suddenly quiet. Broadman looked around quickly. It began to dawn on him just what he had said, and to whom. A whimper escaped from his lips, glad to be free. He reached the doorway to his cellars, just as one of the trolls, with a lazy flick of one ham-sized hand, sent his axe whirling across the room. The slam of the door and its subsequent splitting as the axe hit it merged into one sound.
"Bloody hell!"
exclaimed Zlorf Flannelfoot.
"What do you want?" said Imor.
"I am here on behalf of the Guild of Merchants and